Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were mixed today. We were higher in the corn futures, 4 to 7 higher here to finish the day. D14 was up around 5 cents, a 4.95. Still below $5 here for new crop corn. A lot of people are aiming for that $5 levels to hedge that corn crop as it's going in the ground right now. Soybeans were weak here, weak on the front end, down about 18 cents at 14.81. We're below that critical $15 level. And then the November new crop beans are down 7 to 12.16. We've remained above the $12 level there, so it looks like there might be some continuation of getting out of the front end and buying the back end in terms of the spread trading for soybeans. Wheat futures were strong here, up 2 to 5 cents. We're really just focusing on the weather over the next few weeks is going to have a little bit to do with it, but it seems like the thing that's dominating the market now is the amount of freeze damage and whether or not there is a lot of freeze damage in northwest Oklahoma and the northern Texas panhandle in the Kansas. It's pretty widespread in the southern half of Oklahoma and Texas. But how far in the Kansas did it get? And that's going to be a critical thing over the next few days. There's also a lot of talk about how short the wheat crop is, just in terms of height and the ability to harvest at that. So all those things are important in increasing the price of wheat.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Very little government news or private estimates today. The only real big thing left this week is, of course, the Thursday reports with the sales, and then on Friday we have a cattle and feed report, which will fill in a little bit of the unknowns here in terms of grain demand in the feedlots. But yesterday we had the crop production and progress report or conditions and progress report. Corn planted was disappointing here at only 6% planted as of yesterday. That was a 3% increase on the week. Last year at this time we were at 4%. So we're moving along nicely, and I've seen a lot of pictures throughout the Iowa and Illinois today of different people planting. So it looks like they're rolling full strength right now. Cotton planted here at 9%. Last year we were at 10%. So right in line with where we need to be in the cotton planting. The winter wheat percent headed was 9% headed, a little bit ahead of normal. One thing, again, to note about that winter wheat crop, even though it's headed, it's extremely short. A lot of it's less than a foot tall. So that's disappointing. The winter wheat condition, poor category increased 1% to 33%. Good to excellent category was lowered 1% to 34%. So just a disappointing overall shape of the wheat crop has kept these wheat futures higher here. And the same could be said for the slow pace in the corn planting.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were up 25 cents at 143.70. The May feeder contract up 25 as well at 178.35. And May lean hogs were up 22 cents at 121.02. In the grain markets, Kansas City May wheat was up 7.25 cents at 741.25. Chicago May wheat was up 4.75 cents at 673 even. In the row crops, Chicago May corn was up 7.75 cents on the day at 496.25, and May soybeans were down 19 cents at 1479.75. May cotton was up 132 points on the day at 91.01 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.